Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light. To at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. And I do thank the Most High. Yes, I do. Yes, I do thank the Most High that we are back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity to be back with you here again. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, directly, as he told me unto his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me, my brothers and sisters, that surely I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, yes, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, to destroy. There's a need to comprehend, my brothers and sisters. Yes, there's a need to comprehend, and to comprehend well. The Most High made this world with a plan. I said he made this world with a plan in mind. My brothers and sisters, dare we say, in a world divided after yes, we look across the globe today, we'll find some 45,000 denominations across some 280 nations, all in counting. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that after these divisions, that we've been true to the will, the purpose, the zeal, the plan of the One Most High? Do we really believe, my brothers and sisters, somehow the Most High intended for this world to be divided among a multitude of contentious entities, ensnaring and trapping his people after purpose, plans, ideals, expectations that are not his own? It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, for all these varying ideals to be true to the will of one. Anyone can believe the Most High is the author of this confusion. He can never be a true servant unto Yah. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, considering the massive variant, considering the massive variant ideals that we see in this world after just about any allegiance, common to man, we see, my brothers and sisters, contradictions, controversies, a lack of surety, my brothers and sisters, and oftentimes there's not even entirely a pursuit for the hope of all hearing one voice. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that since the dawn of human fall, man turned away from the will of his creator, desires to consider himself wise. I said desires to consider himself wise or be considered wise after the various social coalescences, various political, national, social, pseudo-religious, familial ties into which we are born. Men have desired, my brothers and sisters, for esteem, so often to be accepted, personally accepted, wanting to trust that what they have been obliged unto has been wisdom. That so often, my brothers and sisters, men have not, I said they have not been as so fully concerned for what appeases the Most High, for what even offers, my brothers and sisters, the hope of life, to the dimension, my brothers and sisters, for which we should always have had our utmost zeal. I want you to think about something. When the Most High sent prophets in the world, he sent them with a message from him. He sent them with, in effect, my brothers and sisters, the rule of the kingdom of Yah, that men might prepare for that kingdom, that men might prepare for the justice that will preside over it. I would have you to think, my brothers and sisters, to consider this. Whenever the Most High sent prophets, I said, whenever the Most High sent prophets, so often was it true that the prophets, my brothers and sisters, were sent because the priests, and yes, my brothers and sisters, even the kings, so often had gone astray, had turned aside, sought to establish the primacy of their personal pulpits and thrones. Much more so, my brothers and sisters, I said, much more so in the will of the one Most High, Yah. If the Most High desires that all his people come to discern his will, and without question to respect him, I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, when the prophets were sent, it was not so often because the rulers had a genuine conscience, or the priests, the kings, had a genuine full conscience as to what is divine law, but because so often, my brothers and sisters, they become hypocritically compromised, catering to the designs, ideals, society at large, and not always, my brothers and sisters, true to the plan that the Most High created his people for. That is just as true today, my brothers and sisters, as it was thousands of years ago. When the Most High sends a prophet, he is sent to speak what others would not. He is sent with a vantage point that oftentimes leaders concerned with preserving whatever standard upon which they are esteemed. He's sent with a vantage point, my brothers and sisters, that seeks to open the eyes of men, again, to perceive things through the eyes, through the conscience of the Most High himself. But I want you to consider what this global matrix is. Like I said, 45,000 denominations, 19 world religions, 280 nations. And when the gospel was to go forth, it was to convert all the nations, and I don't mean just the people. It's convert the rulers as well. Think about it. If all the rulers converted to the will of one, would there be contentions among them? If all your leaders and all your denominations were true to the will of one, would there be a multitude of different denominations? If the people knew and understood Messiah's own command, where in effect he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. If in any way they deny the law and the prophets, your righteousness must exceed them. Else you shall not enter in any case the kingdom of Yah. If men really understood that concept, if they've been allowed to continually accept that concept, uphold that concept, rather than be taken away after the counterfeitery, that is the deceptive matrices of man, the deceptive controlling bodies of knowledge that men have upheld. If man had been truly predisposed, keep, preserve, maintain, and defend, see the higher conscience of the Most High that he might preserve it, my brothers and sisters, the world would have peace today. But we see still massive contentions in the earth. We see throughout the earth individuals who either create false premises or seek to continually devour the masses upon foundations, my brothers and sisters, which the Most High did not establish. Scripture tells us the Messiah himself, I said that the Messiah himself, ultimately in these latter days, must appear for the express purpose of exposing wherever it is, I said this is in 2 Thessalonians, expose wherever it is, after constraints of the rulers, men have been compelled to trust in someone's pretense, somebody's hypocrisy, somebody's illusion. Aside from that, with the Most High, that which the Most High from the beginning declared. He said, from the beginning is the word. How about the plan? Even the word of life. From the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared a plan that is eternal. The question I have to ask, how many understand today, truly understand today, in the midst of, like I said, 48,000? 45,000 variant paths, 19 world religions, 280 nations. Scripture says, broad is the way that leads to destruction and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. How is it, my brothers and sisters, along all these variant paths, men oftentimes captured to live their entire life within the constraints of an institution, a worldly institution, which quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I can prove, most of which have not even begun to desire to entertain what from the beginning was declared. How is it that after all these institutions, my brothers and sisters, men have dared to imagine that they were free? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, how it has occurred. Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Because the kings of the earth taking counsel, scheme together against the Most High and against his anointing, even against his anointed one, who the scripture says would say, let us take away their bands from us. Well, I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean? If man does not know what has been divine command, he tends to trust merely in what he sees and wants to believe, is desirous to believe,
that what he sees, what he perceives after his own heart is sufficient. But my brothers and sisters, men across the world have desires to believe that their own thoughts were satisfactory, sought to be comforted in them. Oftentimes have been predisposed not to seek the greater truths, just so they could continue. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, as neglectful slackers. Desires to call themselves wiser for their own hearts. And desires, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say, compel others to walk after. But it's also been a grand scheme of negligence. If we understand the Most High has had a plan for mankind from the very beginning, and we see all this multitude of differing ideas, and then are just simply predisposed to believe that we are right, rather than seek the Most High humbly, we made a great error. I said, my brothers and sisters, we made a grave, serious mistake. Scriptures tell us the Messiah in his appearing will have to expose all your rulers, all your pastors, all your priests, rabbis, elders, whatever they are, kings, prime ministers, whatever they call themselves, whatever title. Because he has always, his fact, my brother says, he's predetermined from the very beginning that he already declared one through whom he would regather all people to him in a fallen world. And it means that the one that he has declared must raise the conscience of men beyond all your leaders, and that all my brothers and sisters should prepare to follow him. Genesis 49, 1 through 8 through 12, tells this is a latter-day prophecy. If your leaders didn't prepare you to seek beyond themselves, and you trusted that there was no need to see beyond the massive contradictions, what, my brothers and sisters, have you succumbed to call a God over you? I want you to think about something. Scripture tells we must be born again. Must be born again. Man, after the conscience, seeming wise to his flesh, what his eyes see and what his ears hear, is born into this world. Scripture says what? The wicked. No, but they need to clarify that. The wicked are estranged. That means accursed, blind, separated from the truth from the womb. Okay. It says they go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. I have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters. Do you really believe that man born into this world is innately innocent? Born into this world after his flesh, is he innately wise to the ways of the Most High? In all things the Most High intends? Is he born into this world, perceiving after his flesh, discerning purely and completely the ways of the kingdom of Yah? That was so. Well, I guess if that was so, I would say that if it was so, it'd be a good thing if children were born here learning how to speak clearly. But they are not. Scripture says, as soon as they are born, they go astray. As soon as they be born, speaking lies. How about replicating what they see? I said replicating what they see. Then it's very important, my brothers and sisters, that we not deceive our children. And that we seek the truth
that they might be predisposed to follow it. But I tell you now, it's obvious in a society with 45,000 denominations, 19 world religions, and 280 nations, especially since the scripture says Messiah must return to expose all these pretentious entities. And yes, he will call them pretense. Yes, he will call them all counterfeit. Yes, he will count them all hypocritical. I said every last one of them, don't let your pastors fool you. In some way, he will have something to reprove all. If your leaders didn't prepare you for that, well, they laid a serious game on your mind. That's exactly what the scriptures say in Psalms 2. It's what it says ultimately then, Isaiah 50, what it says in Isaiah 59, what it says in Psalm 14, what it says in Psalm 53. But the scripture says in the last days, man's going to be fine. It's going to be when the Most High looks upon man, he saw all blinded, none doing good, no, not one. All following in some way, my brothers and sisters, after hypocritical leaders, call them evildoers, hypocrites. Messiah said, watch out for the leaven of the scribes and Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. What he was saying is that they claim to be representing the Most High, but they represent him not. Scripture says Messiah himself will have to return for the express purpose. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, for the express purpose to do what no other could do. To galvanize all peoples from the rising sun to the rising sun to the west, beyond all the various misinstitutions of the world that had taught men the social coalescence of their various institutions, political, social, national, and sort of religious. That is Messiah himself that must guide his people unto his kingdom. In the ways of his kingdom. Isaiah 42 says he has to lead his people by the way that they knew not. Isaiah 59:8. Way of peace they knew not. Oh, I want you to think about it. You see perfect peace anywhere on earth, under any system of man? Or is that something that's going to have to be restored to people? Restore it again to the conscience of mankind. You think the leaders are capable of returning it, restoring it? Or is it, my brothers and sisters, as the scriptures have told us? I believe that it is. But the Most High knew that in the last days, men would be scattered along so many variant ideals that he himself would have to name and has. Already from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, the soul upon which he put his spirit, he would name from the very birth for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, of regathering the people, all his people who will awaken unto he himself. Scripture says that all may know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. Why does scripture say you must be born again? Because the system we live in, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that since the dawn of human fall, rulers pretending to be wise, not that one called Shiloh, I said rulers pretending to be wise, have sought to exact upon humankind their concepts and ideals. The scriptures even go as far as to tell us that if any ruler is more concerned about his own dominion than he is for the manifestation of the kingdom, manifestation of the kingdom of Yah, his double-mindedness relieves him of all possibility of being true. In fact, the scripture says, in his double-mindedness, his oath unto the Most High is vain. He can never be true to the Most High in all things the Most High intends. The scripture says, let not that man in his instability, his unfaithfulness, his lack of steadfastness under the cause of the Most High, let not think you receive anything from Yah. So when the scripture says you must be born again, rather than trusting a system of man that is filled with detours and lies. Man must come to be taught by a conscience greater and consistent with, greater than all the world sees, and consistent with what the Most High has foreordained as human purpose from the beginning. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is since the scripture says you must be born again, it is talking about unto a continuum of existence, a plan the Most High had from the beginning. It should be the common expectation of all, that all be brought to one understanding, that unless man awakens beyond all the misconceits of man that have short-circuited his thinking, unless man, my brothers and sisters, finds that which the Most High has declared from the beginning, I've called it before, as the scripture calls it in Hebrew, Rishon Acharon, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Unless the Most High, my brothers and sisters, opens the mind and man is willing to accept, to believe beyond the systems of this world, what the Most High intended from the beginning of the world has sought to hide. Unless a man finds that path again, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High never said that he would preserve any of the misconceits or imaginings of man, certainly not unto his kingdom, certainly not to be called by his name, that unless man finds again that continuum, that constancy, that promise, that thought form, that zeal, that allegiance, that scenario in mind, that the Most High declared from the beginning, unless the conscience of man again embraces such, my brothers is not only born from the womb speaking lies, but for knowing not the truth, he speaks lies all his life. Always victimized. And yes, my brothers and sisters, a victimizer. Most I called his prophets, those who speak a word from him. I said truly speak a word from him. Those he sends, my brothers and sisters, to rectify, to send to mankind a greater sense of vision. How can people believe that both the vision of the prophets and their various rulers are the same, as if both are going to be in the same kingdom unto peace? Messiah said, as the king of the kingdom that is to come, he said, lest your righteousness exceeds that of your rulers who deny the law and the prophets. He said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, what it means is that unless a man is willing to believe what the Most High reveals from beyond what ordinary eyes see and hear, like the scripture says in Isaiah 11, Sire, when I judged what his eyes seen or what his ears hearing, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The word for wicked means lawless. Doesn't mean you're intentionally so. Say, unless a man awakens, my brothers and sisters, beyond the lawlessness and the blindness, the ignorance, the innate sense of pride that caused men to rebel against the truth, this system causes men to esteem. The mindset, the system of this world causes men to esteem or give value. Because like I said, a lot of folks just simply, they're not really out for the truth. They just want to be esteemed somewhere. They look for a place where there are like minds. Whether they be true or not is not always for most people, frankly, my brothers and sisters, not always the issue. Were it, a lot of folks looking at the contradiction was no, there's need to seek something more. Well, long story short, man looking upon all these contradictions, if he's not compelled to look for a wisdom beyond them all, then my brothers and sisters, he becomes satisfied with the works of a devil. I've said it before, all is required for there to be a devil if there were none. It's for man to be left to his own imaginations. Without respect or even desire, my brothers and sisters, to realize the need to seek the truth beyond what is ordinary human conscience. And quite frankly, if you understand the plan of the Most High from the beginning, when he declared, for instance, the expectation of Shiloh, the one unto whom all the nations must gather, all people must gather to be realigned in the truth. It means, my brothers and sisters, if man would have always maintained that expectation, knowing the Messiah must reconcile mankind as a whole under the will of one, meaning that at the time he comes to do it, that all mankind has fallen away. If man would have known to hold on to that expectation, humbly hold on to that expectation, rather than allow himself to be fatally flattered by his rulers. Our brothers and sisters, in the humility that comes as a result of this, man would not be so estranged from the truth as he is today. Well, most of my brothers and sisters never even considered just how far away from the truth humankind is. All the nations of the world have compelled people to imagine that there's a reason but their perpetuity in existence. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if you really know the truth, Scripture says Messiah says he's going to declare a standard to all nations one day. And the nation that will not accept that standard will perish, meaning that just because a nation exists does not mean it's established upon the foundation the Most High himself intended. And think about it. I can't think of a single nation on this earth that prepares the people to understand that when Messiah comes, he has reproved all their rulers, that you would have known to seek something more. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Most High never promised that he would preserve any of the misconceits of man, and all our God are obligated to seek his pure and perfect will. There's a reason why the scripture says such things as consider the ant and her ways, my brothers and sisters. Most High did not make humanity for a lot of folks to be to walk after them, walk astray with an ungoverned, undisciplined, scripture calls it a reprobate mind. But he created man as a habitation of his spirit to replicate on earth and to praise the Most High after his thoughts. I said, my brothers and sisters, after his thoughts, perceiving what Most High reveals as his vision as an imperative, as an utmost love. But regretfully, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today that many believe it's the grace or the gift of the Most High that such a law, a mutual expectation upon man, does not even exist. As if the Most High will accept whatever it is that man chooses to throw at him as an acceptable offering. But as simply stated, it never was true. Like I say, the scripture says in Psalms 58:3, man is born from the womb speaking lies. How about my brothers and sisters? Taught a lie and reverberating a lie. The reason why the Most High told his people to seek the truth and harbor it in their souls forever. It might be passed down from generation to generation. We live in a society today, however, so many variant ideas in the midst that very few we have any clue as to what should be preserved. No concept of a pure perspective of things. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, lacking the concept of the Most High declared from the beginning, it should have been preserved eternal. And like I said, many have even desired not to believe that there's any such standard, that they comfort themselves in their ignorance and their negligence, even in their lack of faith. But after such as this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased. Far better it would have been if man, by the time he got here, knew he had to seek the Most High for wisdom beyond the ordinary. I know what the Most High told me, either I listen to him or somebody make a fool of me. He told me if he calls, he will teach. He told me with regard to this world, Every lie it teaches is an obstacle against the greater dimensions of truth. Tell me some biggest lies this world has told to hide the greatest dimensions of truth. Say, whatever you join yourself with, you become one with in spirit. He told me to listen to him. Well, like I say, think about it, 45,000 denominations, reading the book and interpreting it differently. Don't dare think, my brothers and sisters, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, because it's not. I dare say that the reality that's contained in the scriptures is something that I haven't heard a single denomination teach yet. Not one. I repeat, the truth of what the scriptures tell you, you should be looking for, what you should be expecting. The plane of righteousness, the Most High said that is expected of his people. I haven't seen it in any institution of man. I've been looking for over 30 years now. I haven't seen it yet, my brothers and sisters. And the populace, not knowing what has been hid from them, have been compelled to simply trust what men see. Yahweh's eyes far better. Scripture says we must be born again, my brothers and sisters, because we must hearken from someone. A wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is not tainted after any of the misconceits of this world. People born into a world, like I said before, filled with detours. I wouldn't truly appreciate it if more. But examine on my website, an article called at hiddengospel.com, an article called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. There's an article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. There's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. From the very first prophecies concerning Messiah written in the Bible, related by his return to expose all the various controlling bodies of knowledge that have captured the human soul, having to expose them all to establish one kingdom above them all. But is that, my brothers and sisters, what you've been taught by and large in your churches? And even if they told you that the Most High must establish a kingdom above them all, did they tell you how it was going to occur? Articles I just mentioned to you relate this truth. I was simply to tell you that Rome 2,000 years ago, and even Greece 2,000 years ago and before, you would say Rome came to power. According to Daniel 8:5-25, so much of the prophecy in the 7th and 11th chapter tell us about how Greco-Romanism, polytheism, seeking to preserve a multitude of corrupt ways, continue to deceive the masses. Yes, even till Messiah returns. 2 Thessalonians says that once the rulers of the earth have intruded upon the doctrines of the churches to establish a false church, murderous against the truth. It said that it would not be till Messiah himself returns humanity's conscience will be healed from the result of that travesty. I would tell you that Rome, almost 2 millennia ago, has worked continually to blind the minds, not to discern what the Most High said from the beginning should be common expectation of us all. And rare few, my brothers and sisters, have endeavored to seek all the scriptures to uncover again the secret things contained in the scriptures, and by and large are not seen to be discerned in the massiveness of their detail. That's the Most High opens the eyes, the heart of man proving a willingness to truly know for the blessing of his brother, for the sanctity of the holy name. I want you to understand what the scriptures mean Scripture says it born from the woman speaking lies. How about the idea that society offers no clues? I'm telling you now, they murdered millions to silence this truth. The society offers no clues. All it offers is detours. Nothing in it, my brothers and sisters, predisposed to show you the way again. There's a need to understand what is meant. It says Abraham believed, yeah. It was accounted him for righteousness. Abraham believed the Most High for the truth, my brothers and sisters. The whole world has sought to scheme to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. We're talking about salvation by faith. Scripture says Messiah will not judge what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, meaning that the truth that you need is the truth, my brothers and sisters. You don't expect your rulers to tell you. Scripture said in advance they wouldn't. Abraham believed the Most High. He believed what the whole world had been predisposed to ignore. Scripture says that would be a blessing to all the nations. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to believe what will be a blessing to the nations again? Or dare men believe in the massive controversies we see, but they still yet shall find the perfect will of the One. Most High said he would send somebody, call him by name from the birth, with express purpose and with an oath to restore all things. Scripture says all nations shall seek after him for his law. You shall not fail nor be discouraged. You shall not take the bribe, but shall truly bring forth justice. Why didn't they tell you about that? Because it means the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have taken the bribe. Like I said, more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones. I did a show the other night about all this. More concerned about pulpits and thrones than to tell you the truth. As if the Most High will oblige this travesty forever. Abraham believed, yeah. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, likewise, none can be saved till someone believes beyond this matrix of unbelief and illusions. Beyond this matrix of lies, detours, half-truths, hasty conclusions, misconceits. Still, someone believes beyond the lies, my brothers and sisters, like the scripture says Messiah would do in Isaiah 50. Still, someone does believe, discern, and recover what the Most High said from the beginning must be remembered. Until then, my brothers and sisters, all are lost, all are misled. The scripture says the gospel, the way of the kingdom be hid, the way of peace, the way of the kingdom be hid. Say to them that are lost. Well, my brothers and sisters, men are wanderers among the nations, trusting after a very massive other ideals because they, blinded by the kings of this world, have not known entirely the ways of the kingdom of Yah. I said before, all prophecy relates to Messiah himself. The king himself must return to show the way again of his kingdom. But men have said that after 45,000 different denominations, they're prepared to get together and collaborate under peace. It simply has not been so. Most High said that the Messiah would have to be sent to expose all these rulers, cast aside every misinfluence, that unto him whom he has chosen, every nation shall seek. Man must discern beyond what men have declared. What is the purpose for which the human soul was made? It wasn't made by these leaders, pastors, preachers, rabbis, and elders. Man was not initially created, my brothers and sisters, to walk after what seems wise to them. In fact, these variant leaders have been very much so, my brothers and sisters, well coached in turning man aside from discerning his purpose, discerning what should be his common expectation, his sense of speech. What has been the awaiting of his soul. Man has been tricked, my brothers and sisters, not discerning that if he falls after someone else's instructions, he might call upon the name of the Most High all he wants. If he walks after somebody else's instruction, it's someone else that he serves. Let me repeat. We live in a society full of detours. Man has been apt at teaching the masses scenarios, plans, most I never declared. Half-truths, ideas, my brothers and sisters, seem wise only when you know only part of the story. What about my brothers and sisters when you see the whole story? Is the end scenario the same? I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, absolutely not. What about if I tell you that this is not the second, but the third? It would be the third appearing of Messiah. What if I were to tell you that Messiah appears first as a city and not from the clouds? What did I tell you, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says he would appear first from the body of his mother and would awaken one day to discern the truth that the whole world has not. Could you believe it? If he comes, the scripture says, to restore in the world of covenant, because what men have trusted in their differences has not been one. Could you believe it? Does it make sense, my brothers and sisters, to believe this multitude of controversies and contentions and misopinions is a covenant? It's perhaps one of the better questions. The promise of the Messiah is that as a faithful ally, he will not be constrained, that he remains blind to the greater truths that this world has sought to hide. In Isaiah 25, it says, as a city, how about of confusion? Multitude of lies that blind the hearts of men. It says that city would be exposed in its lies. In fact, destroyed because it would not listen. Scripture says because of this, he will cast aside the veil and the covering that's over all the nations. How about my brothers and sisters? He sees beyond the illusion. But a whole city, a large city, in fact, with all the varying institutionalities of this world, men believing if they were wise after what they've been taught by men, would refuse to hear him. That's the scenario that's painted in your scripture. Look at Zephaniah 2:15-3:6, and then after about the 9th and then the 13th chapter, or 9th and 13th verses, excuse me, of the 3rd chapter. That a scenario everybody knows. Why the leaders not tell you? I tell you why they didn't tell you, because they didn't want you to know that everything they taught you was a lie. And why do I say everything? If what they taught you was not ultimately to lead you, but you discern, my brothers and sisters, all these words upon the foundation in which they were intended, unto the goal in which they were intended, the end result is that everything they told you, they twisted so that you remain under their bondage, never made free. But the promise of Messiah is that you will not be blind. But he believes the limitations that are established on what is presently today, very much so an altered sense of reality. You will trust Yah beyond the ills of it all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to reintroduce to the human conscience after what has been so much murdered to destroy it from the minds of the people. Comes beneficently, my brothers and sisters, restore and even to change and then finally restore the entire world in a sense. Well, and change, my brothers and sisters, the global, entire global sense of what is reality. To restore humanity, my brothers and sisters, the sense of reality that he was should have once received it of old, never forgotten. It's the only path toward life. Think about it. Man was created to emanate the thoughts of his creator. That means without that thought form, he does not have life. He's a liar. Without that thought form, my brother and sister, he serves the devil. He trusts the devil. He speaks as the devil. He acts and uses all his energy toward an eventuality that can only be deceptive. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that's what the Most High intends for the human soul? Well, I can tell you that nothing, nothing can halt or impede that which Yah has foreordained. Nothing. Therefore, it's the duty of Messiah as the one who remembers, the believer who comes to believe, to again restore my brothers and sisters, human conscience again, the reality, the internal reality, even the hope of eternal life. The scripture says gaining eternal life. It talks about gaining or regaining that same mindset that the Most High says he would preserve forever unto his praise. But a lot of folks just look at eternal life, just say they're continuing to walk around. No, my brothers and sisters. There's no purpose in that. Scripture talks about the idea about, say, did I not say in your law that ye are gods? In other words, you should be godly. You should walk after his mind and his thoughts. It says man falling away after his own idea to say you should die like men. What then was the demise of man? When he began to entertain the thoughts of another. You need to understand that, my brothers and sisters. It's the only chance you have in existence. Nothing can halt or impede, or will halt and impede the flow of existence, the flow of the truth. What does the scripture say in its time? Isaiah 59, what does it say? Most High will raise up a standard that would expose every enemy against your awakening to the ultimate, my brothers and sisters, the sense of reality, the continuum of existence, the thought form of the Most High created man for. Said, whoever will turn against that light, that nation shall perish. He says, this is this covenant. This is the covenant of existence. This is the plan that humanity finally become what he intended it to be. He says, his words should not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants, nor your descendants' descendants, henceforth, even forever. That's the kingdom of eternal life. Did they explain that to you, my brothers and sisters? The reason why salvation is by faith is definitely not about what people have heard from men. In fact, if you look at Romans 10th chapter, it says, not all have heard the preaching of God of the gospel, meaning that the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, understanding the reign of the kingdom of Yah, becoming acceptable under that kingdom, learning the ways of that kingdom, being oriented according to that kingdom to maintain its truth. Zeal after the pattern of life. My brothers and sisters, that's not after just merely what men say. It requires the spirit of Yah for the mind to comprehend that dimension of truth, that dimension of reality. It's not something the ordinary carnal mind comprehends. That's why Messiah said you must be born again. You must have your mind. What from the beginning should never have been forgotten. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters. If they didn't tell you that Yah is not the author of this insanity you see, nor does he accept it. If they didn't tell you that you must awaken beyond what this world pretends is lawful, brothers and sisters, in every case, they've kept you in the darkness. Like I said, it's literally according to the scriptures. Since none of your rulers would do it, it's the king himself who has promised to restore the way of his kingdom. Revelation 6-7 relates to when he comes, the king's going to be running for cover because while they claim to be offering you the hope of life, the only hope they offered you was under damnation and destruction. They were not established upon a foundation of truth, nor could they preach it. Scripture said they'd be running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. It says Messiah himself would come, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows, meaning that he will teach his people again the way. Isaiah 42 again says he would lead his people by the way that they knew not. Most, my brothers and sisters, so blind, following after their rulers. Isaiah 57. Like I said, so blind following after their rulers that they refuse to see that in what they trusted, there was no hope. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? No hope. Scripture says you're strange to the commonwealth of Israel. Let me see if I can explain this to you. Isaiah 57:10. It says you're weird in the multitude of your corrupt ways. And you would not say that after getting my point, all this contradiction, there was no hope. No faith. How can there be faith after a multitude of contradictive ideas that cancel each other out? Many have sought to find strength in the works and the designs of their own hands, their own minds, and won't even realize, my brothers and sisters, they should be grieved that they did not discern the way of repentance. So if whom you've been in dread and fear that you've lied against me, one scripture says you praised your kings and did not lay my law to your heart. He even goes as far as to say, has it been that for a long time he held his peace or did not speak, and that's why men had not revered him? He said he would declare his righteousness, even as the Holy One of old. If you run to those who would comfort you in this massive illusion, say they all be swept away. If you follow after even you too, like wind and vanity. He said those who trust, put their trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. Meaning Messiah himself again is the one who will restore man to their conscience. Ancient man in the East understood Messiah coming to galvanize his people unto the will of one. Even ancient Babylon knew it. I've talked about this not being the second, but the third appearing of Messiah. Got news for you. Read Isaiah 44-45, one who the scriptures call Messiah, his anointed one. You need to understand why Isaiah, being a pre-exilic prophet, long before the fall of Babylon, or let's just say the rise of the Babylonian Empire, or let's just say Israel going into Babylon. Isaiah prophesied about one before whom, my brothers and sisters, when he did arise to deliver Israel out of Babylon, the Babylonians themselves did not resist his coming to conquer as a king. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they knew the mystique of a king whose express responsibility is to bring justice. And they opened the doors to him openly. The East, my brothers and sisters, the people of the East knew this expectation. Father, have those of the West today known it? That was the faith of the early church, because they knew when Messiah returns that all of them would have been long dead and gone and martyred, even murdered by a hypocritical counterfeit church. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the same dastardly, devilish, deceitful system that had been persecuting Israel and had begun to persecute Israel even more as it moved towards 70 AD when they came in and destroyed Jerusalem. Scripture did not say that that system would fall. It said, be wounded by the sword, but yet live. Hey, wounded by the word of the Most High, but the scripture says, still surviving to continue to deceive until Messiah himself returned. Do we expect that system, my brothers and sisters, to tell you that it's all been a lie? Or do you expect that it thrives and setting up detours? Like I said, to an ancient Israelite, understanding that Yah is one, if there were multiple institutionalities that claimed to be have authority from on high, they knew innately that it was sin. No contradiction in the Holy Spirit. But this society sanctioned what, 45,000 different denominations, 19 world religions, and calls it religious freedom. Our brothers and sisters, is just man seeking to cloak the idea that he has sanctioned man lying against the Most High unto the utter destruction of human souls. No salvation, no life, no liberty, no peace in it. If they didn't tell you this, my brothers and sisters, Well, they sit back and tell you that by the grace of Yah, they tell you that by the grace of Yah, there's no law. They have literally told you, my brother and sister, that the favor of the Most High is that he leaves you without the knowledge of his kingdom. That after all, the variant systems of this world, without the law of the Most High being subject to the misrule of another, that somehow you are still free. That somehow, my brothers and sisters, after the leadership of another, that you're wise to the ways of Yah, seeking to buy such illusion, accept and perpetuate such illusion, is not service unto Yah at all. It's not the plan at all. Scripture said Messiah would be instructed in the way of justice. Yes, the Messiah would be instructed in the way of justice. That one day, all the nations, the scripture said, waiting his law. Isaiah 42. But learn also how to be ruled in equity and justice, as is foreordained from above. That man finally attains to his purpose. There's no need, my brothers and sisters, for souls to exist that were deceived. Most of us says he wants peace. Then he doesn't want a deceptive soul. My brothers and sisters, when he's talking about his kingdom, you need to understand what he's saying. The Lord has established a kingdom on this earth. It said he's already foreordained that he will establish a kingdom on this earth that will rule all other kingdoms. Meaning the whole earth will be his dominion. And he decides there'll be no deceivers in it. What does it mean? We're talking about gaining his soul. So those who keep his works, his ways, his thoughts to the fullness. No deception. He said that these, my brothers and sisters, would gain their souls. These would gain eternal life. These would gain a body in which to dwell and a kingdom of peace that is to come. That's the reason for the resurrection. Who will understand it in its time, my brothers and sisters? Because the time to understand these things is short. How many understand today the mystique of the Messiah, the one called the Kurdi? Yeah, I know. They took that word out of your vocabulary. Those in the East understood it well. One, the righteous one, the Most High would instruct, show a world again the way of divine peace. But they had you believing, and still have most of you believing, in the concept of a polytheist Christ, anointed, with someone who even sanctions and defends all the variant rules of all your kings, who themselves, my brothers and sisters, can't discern the way of peace. Big difference between a Christ and a Kurdi. You look at the website, my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation. Big difference between one anointed after the will and the spirit of one, rather than the varying ideals of many. One of my brothers and sisters leads man to be constantly deceived, gullible, easily, my brothers and sisters, easily. Not only my brothers and sisters left destabilized, but my brothers and sisters blind and never see the truth. When the scripture says those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Did you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, this is the one he grants power to be converted unto the will of one, to discern beyond all the misinstructions of man, to truly become, my brothers and sisters, the servant. Children, the kingdom of one. What scripture say? You strange to the commonwealth of Israel, the covenant of the promise. Without hope, without Yah, without Messiah, without the Kurdi, without the expectation of his peace, without his gospel. Say, without hope, without Yah, without the Kurdi, without his righteousness in the world. What do you think Messiah meant when he said, I make no request for the world? He said, I make no request for those who are not concerned about the absolute truth. He said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. That means if you desire multitude of contradictions, it's a cover for your own blindness. My brothers and sisters, there's no reason for the Most High to grant you his spirit because you called upon his name only to preserve the illusions of another. You must have a great love of the truth. That's the first command. Love and seek the Most High. How about His truth, the ways of His kingdom, with all your mind, heart, soul, and might? Love it, my brothers and sisters. Love all the Most High would have you to know for the good of your brother. This is the law and the prophets. This is the Shema. This is the first command of all. If any man, my brothers and sisters, has not this zeal, well, I want you to think about what happens. If somebody has a rule and then they lose sight of it, are they still lawful? Well, men so quickly relinquish, my brothers and sisters, what they know is their very life's blood. But they relinquish so quickly, my brothers and sisters, which is the only hope they and their children have for life. Well, this society hasn't known the way of life. So men have clutched the ways of death. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And few are they that find it. Isaiah 28 says, Messiah appears and says, your covenant with death should be annulled. What then have men trusted, my brothers and sisters, that in Isaiah 28, it says, Messiah appears when he declares his word, line upon line, precept upon precept, steadfast, that most, my brothers and sisters, will not be able to discern that word, that they might be taught rightly the ways of Yah. To whom shall he teach not? To whom shall he make to understand the report? And a society that never gave them the precepts upon which to comprehend. Who can believe, my brothers and sisters, what the whole world is denying? Only way you begin to believe it is understand what the scriptures actually say, that your leaders were treacherous. They deny you these truths. Unless you're willing to seek out these truths, the whole world denying it. How will you know the difference? It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters. Indiscriminate polytheist agenda could never swear an oath truly unto the will of one, and therefore could never swear an oath unto your ever being free, could never truly swear an oath unto your salvation. There's no hope, my brothers and sisters, for those who trust in confusion. Let me repeat that. There's no hope for those who are satisfied to trust in confusion. Like I said, the rulers, Isaiah 29, we talked about the other night, they turn men astray, cause men to swear by the name of the Most High, but their heart's understanding and conviction far from them, believing that they will always have a harvest to devour. Because the people, my brothers and sisters, were not granted the precepts upon which to revere Yah, and their worship has been after the precepts of men. Not discerning how they have taught you corruptly, it says in Isaiah 29. Why? Because just about everybody believes the lie they told. Scripture says it's going to be a very few that's going to wake up at first, and 2/3 of humanity will perish. That does not mean that most have heard the truth. The Messiah comes to restore it. Who will seek it out to find out what all has been hid from you? Like I said, the rulers are compelled to people rely upon the people's trusting and all the detours they created. The unbelief and the negligence, blind trust, my brothers and sisters, and those who predispose and invoke you to trust in their sense of what they call what? Patriotism? Their traditions? That you not discern that since the Most High did not say he would preserve these misideals, never discern, my brothers and sisters, what they offered you was that in which there was no hope. Most I said he would send someone. He calls by name. Article on my website, hiddengospel.com, the secret name. Explains a lot of that. Gospel of Shiloh, another article, explains a lot of that. Early church origin, mutual expectation, explains a lot of that. And where you can find in scripture to look these things up for yourself. Scripture didn't say that the gathering of mankind, the galvanization of mankind, the salvation of mankind, didn't say it come through any other. Rulers wanted you to believe before the time that what you had was sufficient. That was the case, my brothers and sisters. Unbelief, being predisposed not to believe the greater truth Messiah would bring, will still be viable. And it never has been. Like I said, every lie the men have believed and wanted to call sufficient causes many, my brothers and sisters, to argue when the truth has come. Not to be compelled to see it or discern it at all. That's what scripture said would happen in Messiah's appearing. Morning by morning, he brings justice to the light of that city. But the wicked know no shame. The lawless, who have never been taught, don't recognize, my brothers and sisters, the shame of not having known. And being, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, lacking the precepts and the communique to discern the preciousness of the words they heard. I tell you something, the rulers haven't really been concerned about the truth anyway. It's no use to them. If they had the truth and they still seek to preserve their own dominions, it means, my brothers and sisters, they've been to destruction anyway. Shall the masses trust in those who have no vested interest in the awakening of the masses? Shall men, my brothers and sisters, trust in those who had no intent or desire to even think to deliver you from or beyond the fallen conscience they endorse? So I say, blessed are they who know to trust and await him whom the Most High said he would tend, that he would send. To attend to the malady and afflictions, the misdirection, men being compelled to trust, the human minds, hearts, and soul might be repealed or repaired, and the possibility of destruction be repealed. A man, my brothers and sisters, accepting again righteous instruction. Scripture says all your leaders, my brothers and sisters, would be more pronated to accept the bribe, to teach what the people want to hear, itching ears. And it's my brothers and sisters, one that comes from above, whose conscience comes from above, the Most High has chosen, who is really the only hope for man, humanity's survival. This one is not the adversary. He's an agent of Yah who discerns that there is no hope, but that he must gain the victory for the good of all. He is the instrument of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after which the Most High said he would bring to bear all that he has foreordained. Listen to me. Most High foreordained all these things in advance from the very beginning. Whenever Messiah has appeared, it is because he has appeared into an environment the Most High already has declared, predisposing him to awaken. Already sitting in order, my brothers and sisters, everything necessary for him, in spite of all the obstacles, to yet succeed. Who, my brothers and sisters, when they see all these things, shall believe? But those, my brothers and sisters, who knew these things in advance to expect them. Or when they see them, my brothers and sisters, will examine to see how many things the Most High already declared. I say, see how many things the Most High already declared, brought to bear before their eyes. Scripture says when Messiah appears, Isaiah 25, the men will rejoice, saying the Most High has brought to pass, my brothers and sisters, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. Isaiah related this, my brothers and sisters, some 2900 years ago. I would dare to tell you that if you listen to my website, read my website, listen to some of the things said in archives, that things Isaiah said, like I said, nearly some 3,000 years ago almost. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, are all right before our eyes today. A lot of things happening right before our faces, and most don't even know it because your leaders won't tell you what ought to look for. They didn't want you to know the lateness of the time. Ought to check out those scriptures to find out how every single one of them relates to Messiah comes in that time. When in the midst of all these things, to silence the liars, which are they? Your leaders themselves who hid it from you. They didn't want you to read these things. If you examine these scriptures closely, you find out just how treacherous they are. Why didn't they tell you? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, man be so far away from the truth that when the keys to life are set right before him, he'd be blind to their preciousness. Not to know that these are truths that must be grasped. Just about time for reboot, my brothers and sisters. You pretty much say it that way. But like I said, man has been subject to a faulty operating system. For a very long time. Time for a reboot. Time to set everything back in order as it was in the beginning. Time to see what the plan was the most time of my brothers and sisters declared. We function off a, let's just say, much more perfect operating system whose design is not man. Who are discerning in this time? Hear me what I told you, my brothers and sisters. From the very beginning, the Most High had a plan that should have always been in the thoughts of men's minds. Only until man recovers that thought form, that expectation, diligent unto the Most High to be prepared to walk in that truth in its time, to follow him who comes to restore it. Only those, my brothers and sisters, into the kingdom of Yah, and it's only those who preserve that truth, my brothers and sisters, will have eternal life. If your leaders didn't tell you that, or they compel you to believe that trust in another scenario was still life, I would tell you there's a need to seriously examine the scriptures of Galatians 1:1-8. It says, if any man preaches any other gospel, how about the way of another, the expectations of another, aspirations and dreams of another, the beliefs of another, the ways of another kingdom. And that, my brothers and sisters, was being said to folks among the Gentiles. Did any man preach any other gospel? Remember, the same author who wrote that in Galatians 1 said, if you're strange to the commonwealth of Israel, you're without hope. He said, if you preach any other gospel or any other kingdom, preparation for any other way under the kingdom of life, another pattern under peace, he said, let him be accursed. 45,000 denominations is not the way of that kingdom. 19 world religions is not the way of that kingdom. 280 nations, everyone concerned about their own pulpits and thrones, is not the way of that kingdom. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern the Messiah himself comes to restore the way. Blessed are those who are prepared to discern his voice. Scripture says those are the ones that who confirm steadfast as true unto him, proving that they will follow him whichever way he leads. Well, I can tell you right now, think about it. So many truths the Most High would grant mankind. But after another orientation, is it so certain that men will follow him in every precept, pattern, instruction in which he leads? It's only those who will, my brothers and sisters, will be called that firm foundation upon which an eternal kingdom shall be established and preserved. A website holds a lot of keys. The archives of this show, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, hold a lot of keys. I pray the Most High will open your eyes to understand at these keys, my brothers and sisters. Should not, because humanity for a long time has been in ignorance, that these keys should not be ignored. I tell you what the Most High told me. He said to me that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Blessed are they when they see the plan the Most High has already laid out, brought to bear, who will follow that plan. Will trust the Most High to bring all that he said to bear. These are the ones, my brother and sister, he would call faithful. These are the ones that he said, for their faith will find his salvation. Till we speak again, my brother and sister, this has been Eddie Meow. Covenant Remembrance Ministries, by the divine might, strength, majesty, and sovereign praise and honor always. Thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. And hallelujah! And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, I thank you all for listening. For those who understand will comprehend that your leaders, well, what does it say in Isaiah 57? They're so greedy after their own quarter. Whatever they see is viable to their own advantage, unto their own unjust gain. Compel you to continue to trust your kings, your priests, all of them who hear these kind of things from you. My brothers and sisters, when will you know to trust what the Most High himself said must and shall be? These are the ones who will attain the kingdom of life. I would have you to know it. Again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. The Most High told me that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human joy. Yes, he told me I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could in establishing their own dominions to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Until we speak again, and thanking the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening.